Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith. Here's what's happening right now. A man is dead after an early morning fire in southwest Philadelphia. KYW's Justin Udo has more.
The fire broke out shortly before 6 a.m., according to officials who say it started at one building on the 6500 block of Woodland Avenue before its effects spread to the property next door.
Firefighters began search and rescue operations and fire suppression operations at the same time.
Assistant Fire Chief Harry Bannon says 10 people were able to get themselves out of the buildings, but two were stuck inside.
One victim was located in the fire property itself on the third floor. He was removed by firefighters to fire department medic units. That medic unit transported that male to Presbyterian. We have since learned that that male was pronounced deceased at Presbyterian Hospital.
Another man was hospitalized after the fire. It was eventually contained around 6:15 a.m. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy is adopting new recommendations aimed at dealing with lead in water pipes and in homes across the Garden State. The governor spoke on the plan, which could face some hurdles in the state legislature.
I am putting forward a goal for New Jersey to remove and replace all lead service lines across our state within the next 10 years. This is a huge task, and it will require partnership and further investments by water systems, developers, and county and local governments and authorities.
The legislature seems open to the idea, but the Sierra Club says the timeline is a bit too long. Back in Philadelphia, the city council is taking a new approach to reducing the city's record poverty. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the council has formed a special committee on the issue and has set a very ambitious goal.
We're being rather aggressive and bold in what we're trying to do.
Councilmember Maria Canonia Sanchez is chairing this special committee on poverty. It held its first hearing last week with a breakdown of poverty data in several different ways: housing, employment, education, safety. Octavia Howell of the Pew Trust told the committee poverty tracks quality of life, with low-income residents more likely to be in low-achieving schools, high-crime neighborhoods, and have worse health.
Philadelphians in poverty had higher levels of stress and had higher levels of chronic illness than other residents.
Philadelphia's poverty rate decreased last year, but at 24.5%, it remains the poorest big city in America.
Getting 100,000 people out of poverty is something the council president calls a long shot. In Harrisburg, Governor Wolf has announced plans to expand home visitation support for families with first-time mothers and special needs children covered by Medicare. Here's KYW's Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo.
State Secretary of Human Services Teresa Miller says the exact number is yet to be determined, but she believes the expansion, which will begin next year, will reach at least 15,000 more families. Miller says managed care organizations who participate in Pennsylvania's Medicaid program will be required to provide at least two no-cost home visits by trained specialists to families with first-time mothers and special needs children.
Miller says it's okay not to know all the answers and has herself benefited from home visits. And thousands of Flyers fans came out this morning for the first ever Gritty 5K. KYW Charlotte Reese was at the Wells Fargo Center.
From the Wells Fargo Center through the Navy Yard and back, runners went a little more than 3 miles. But as Gritty likes to say, that's the length of approximately 33,792 hot dogs. Unlike most runs, instead of prizes for the fastest times, runners will be recognized for their apparel or the Best in Fur award.
Proceeds from the Gritty 5K will go to benefit the Flyers charities. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and also on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.